sure is good to be home again today. Where my heart is.
And once again.
And where my heart will forever be.
Where's that?
Home, the Masters. It's where I belong.
It's where you belong.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. I belong here.
You belong in a drunk tank. After what I witnessed last night.
Well, thanks for going toe-to-toe.
No. You and the commander won.
Not even close.
Yeah, you did. You guys were the big winners. I just stood
by. There's evidence on Twitter.
Idly watched.
That was the commander. Nice shot, Rory.
There's evidence of what on Twitter?
What, did the commander tweet something?
The commander tweeted a photo of he and I, like a blurry,
drunk,
bad.
Oh, man.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
You see how hammered the commander was?
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was years ago or what. But
years ago.
Yeah, I thought
I was wearing what I. We were both wearing what you saw us in merely an hour earlier.
Well, all I could look at is the vision of your faces and the shape that you were both obviously in. That could have been last night, or it could have been any number of times over the years.
We'll get to the commander later on in the presentation and what the commander brought to the party, because Corporal Dunham was.
Yeah, he was.
That man was impressive.
Through, huh?
He was, and you know the best part.
He was George Hetfield last night.
The best part about it, Craig and Gordon had no idea, because people kept coming, and they're going to join us at about 5:30 today. But people kept coming in here to the Championship Club where they were broadcasting from this morning as well, and they looked at George, and Craig said over and over to a man, everyone's like, "Whoa, good to see you made it to work today." So finally, Craig goes, and this was off the air, was like, "Did you go hard last night?" And he said that George told him, no, any big deal. Nah, it's cool.
So he smelled like sweat and Tennessee fire and goldfish.
Yeah, he did.
Because that's what was being consumed. Massive amounts of Tennessee fire and goldfish.
Anything Brown Foreman had
Thank
out
you,
there.
Brown Foreman.
Anything Brown Foreman had,
mm-hmm.
George had.
Yeah.
You know? There's no doubt about it, but Georgie didn't let him on how trashed he was. So, and he kept saying it last night too. "Hey, I just know that I'm gonna turn on the ticket tomorrow, and y'all are gonna be talking about how drunk I am. I just know it's gonna happen. I'm already pissed off."
He was worried.
Yep, and he was also right.
He gambled and lost copious amounts of money
on pool.
On pool, with Team George and Killer. Taking on me and
he was
Bruce.
He gambling on pool?
Uh-huh. Yeah. He took on Bruce from the Gentleman Jack crowd. We had a daunting team, and we took Killer and George down, and George ended up losing $80.
No, he didn't.
George lost $200.
He lost $200.
Oh, really?
That was a $200 gamble on that game of pool.
No.
We played three
no.
games, and by the end of the game, three games, he'd lost $200.
No. But the payout was only 80. We only made him pay 80.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We could have gone really hardcore.
He's making me feel guilty all morning thinking he lost $200.
No, the
payout
was
80. Losing the bet. Why didn't you make him pay out all 200?
Oh, dude, there was no need for that. We don't need to get crazy here.
It's not like he can't afford it.
It's just a friendly game of pool. You know, George was so excited. He was a lot like I was yesterday before we got here. He just couldn't believe that he was here. Could not believe he was at Augusta. And, man, it's just – he just went nuts.
I know it's our job to describe things and use our words to form images and tell stories, but
yeah.
I don't have enough – right now, I don't have enough of a vocabulary to be able to explain how incredible everything has been on this trip.
I know.
From all the way from yesterday to last night to what we witnessed over the last 6 hours.
I know.
Well, leave that to me. I do.
You do?
Yes.
Mine's not flowery enough either. But I can just say it was pretty kick awesome ass.
It was bad A. It was cool AF. And we'll just leave
awesome.
It at that.
Yes.
Talk Rangers the rest of
we
the
don't
day.
Belong. Look, as much as I joke about belonging here.
And this is your home.
We don't belong here.
Why not? Dude. Why not? We belong here as much as anybody.
Yeah, but
That's a whole nother level of balling.
Yeah, it is.
What happened last night?
We ain't got the play cash like that it takes to fund these things.
All right.
These junkets.
We'll get into all of that later on. Obviously, many stories are there to be told.
Hey, it's
obviously
the right goofiest now, of deers.
It is 4:41 here on the ticket.
Go have a snack, Goofy Deer.
Too many nights I've laid awake wondering what is on Mike's mind. I've tossed and turned and crashed and burned, imagining what I'd find. So I'll just sit here and drink my beer, maybe rub one out tonight, 'cause I can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
He can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
Do you ever hook up with other guys or girls?
Ever.
Thank you.
Yeah, those were good times, weren't
they? Oh, boy, those were good times.
Autoflex Leasing and Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
That's all I can think of today, watching golf.
I would like to have a threesome with you and another girl you trust. I want to treat you rough, throw you around, spank and slap you.
Just wishing that the man with the red shirt was there today.
Oh, God, that would be so great. Does that excite you at all or no?
Or no. He texted
Soon
that to somebody.
A man.
Did he? Are we sure about that?
Are we
sure all those were legitimate?
Yes, they were all legitimate.
Or do you want them to be legitimate?
No, I didn't make any of them up. I was just reading. You better want to take care of me.
You better want to. Not you better take care of me. You better want to take care of me.
Do you understand that guy, we were talking about this with Scott, our one of our leaders here from Gentleman Jack.
Boy,
on the
he is a
today.
Leader, isn't he?
He is. He's
oh,
a leader
God,
of men.
Is he ever.
Leader of men, right there. So Scott was talking about he was here the year after Tiger, or the year Tiger went through all that. So that was at 08, 09, something mm-hmm. like that, the fire hydrant year.
Right.
Where he had to go into sex rehab. Right, and Mike's reading all his texts, and the song comes out and all that. And his first tournament back was the Masters, if you guys remember.
Yeah.
This was the first place he came to after sex therapy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just the world was talking about him. And
everybody's looking at him weird.
Yeah, and Scott said that they followed him, and on 18, they watched him on the back nine, and on 18, as you walk back up toward the locker room area and all that, he walked right past Scott, and Scott said that he'd never seen a man look so defeated by life and golf and everything else. Just this look on his face of, I cannot believe I'm even here right now. And he actually played pretty well in that tournament, which is a miracle. But can you imagine coming out here with the pressure that we saw today?
Yeah.
On every single shot where your mind, how many times will we see Jordan Spieth back away from shots because he wasn't sure?
He was unbelievable today as far as how long he took sizing up putts
shots. Because mentally it's such a grind. Then factor in fire hydrant, girls, songs, texts.
Go to the bathroom and take it.
Sex, rehab,
a
divorce.
Girl, a new girl every week.
By then,
everybody knew all about it. Everything was out there, and he shows up here to play.
Yes, and he played pretty well.
He had to come back sometime.
Yeah, I know sometime, but I think I'd take a shot at the Buick Open before I show up here.
Dude, there's no doubt. Yes.
But I don't know. That I did miss him out there today, though. It would have been it's the one thing that would have really made this thing complete. And I feel like we missed something because he was not here. You know, it would make the Masters a little bit more complete if he were playing in it somewhere, even if he's got no real shot at winning. And and compared to the way these guys who do have a shot at winning now play, he probably doesn't, never will again. But
yeah,
still, it would have been neat to see him out there.
I just Yes, you're right. It is a bummer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He belongs here as much as Jack belongs here and Arnie belongs here. He is such a part of this tournament.
Yeah, he's
incredible,
part of the lore
history.
Of the
history.
Yes, he's part of the lore of the Masters. He's part of the lore of golf, like him or like any of that other stuff or not. He did what he did, and what he did was kick ass the way nobody in this game ever has.
I mean, Jordan Spieth is arguably the best golfer in the world right now.
Yeah.
And we got to see him close up, multiple holes, you know, tee offs, putting, approach shots. And as close as we were to him, I'm telling you, had that been Tiger we were watching, the energy.
We wouldn't have been
the celebrity.
We wouldn't have been near
that close.
Yes.
It would have been
electric.
20.
Yes.
Of what people were feeling.
And we wouldn't even have tried.
And Jordan had the biggest crowds, wouldn't you say?
Oh, by far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we didn't see, we're not out
Mickelson.
There now for Mickelson or Rory or Jason Day or any of those guys, but still, yes, there's no doubt Jordan had the beefaroni crowd today.
Yeah.
And it was very obvious, and there was a certain energy to it, but no, it's not. It ain't nothing like Tiger.
It's going to be a while before this game sees anything like that. But it's the same thing with any other sport, you know?
Yeah.
When somebody great that so commands the stage of that sport as he did golf, whenever that guy goes away, it's usually at least a little while before somebody comes along to take his place. Now, the media and the cult of personality will take a shot at manufacturing somebody.
Right.
But most of the time, that doesn't really take either.
I think the guy that probably had that it factor the most, and I didn't get to see him, if he had walked by me today, I would have been like, whoa, that's badass, would have been Phil.
Yeah.
I think he would have been the
Phil's
one guy.
Phil's got that cachet.
Because they've done it for so long.
Yeah.
They've been at the top of their game for, 10, 15 years, 20 years. And I look at this new crop, Jason Days and Jordan Spieth, they're just kids to me. They're like college kids out there playing golf and having fun.
Well,
I don't think of them as big stars.
You know what? And this, we may could carry this over too while we're here. This, what you're seeing right now, this is the first wave of Tiger kids.
Sure.
All of these people.
Exactly.
Every one of them, from Rory to Spieth to Jason Day, to Ricky Fowler, all these guys
are Tiger kids. These are the sons of Tiger.
They are. And without Tiger, I don't know where these guys are, because the bar was so high, from training to diet to practice to everything, that they knew that there was a certain level that they had to meet to get to this guy and to eventually pass him. No one knew what was going to happen with Tiger, but they knew how high that bar was and what they had to do. And without him, they're not there. I'm sorry. They're not as good as they are. To me, it's the Federer case, where all these guys looked at him and were like, what do we have to do to get to that level?
Yeah.
And that level is the greatest ever, and that's what you strive for. All right, let's just go. Let's go do it. You're either pot committed or you're not.
We see that same thing going on in some of the other team sports as well. In basketball with LeBron, and now Steph Curry, in baseball with Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, people like that. All the kids in high school and junior high, look at those guys, and they see the template.
Yeah.
And if you're really good and really have a lot of ability and the chance to play in the big leagues or play in the NBA, and, you've got that kind of talent, well, it's all laid out for you. That's what you have to do. That's the same thing that these guys saw Tiger.
Yeah, Jordan said that in his press conference before the Masters started, he goes, when Tiger made that shot on 16, the chip-in that went up the hill and then all the way back down that we were talking about today watching
correct.
The 16th hole.
Thank you. Unsweet. Thank you.
He said that's that shot, he walked out the door and was like, okay, so I got to do that?
I have to get to work.
Yes. And he was a baby. He was what? That was 10, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
10 years ago, I think.
He's 14, 15?
No, he was 12.
12?
Yeah. He's 22 right now.
God.
Dude, he is so
Jeez, I forgot how young he is.
Young.
Yeah. Well, all these guys see what they've got to do. And the good ones are able to work and get to that point and do that. and then add in their own wrinkles that they bring into their games when the time comes.
And I think that there was a big void for the longest time in golf, you know, in between Jack and Tiger, where you had the Greg Normans of the world that were really good, but he just could not get it done when it counted the most. And there was that gap for about, actually probably between Watson, because Watson's run, you know, was after Jack, really. But there was that big gap, and you were just waiting around for it. Well, now it's like you have three guys
or
four guys that are all that good, that all could be that guy. I think he won 14 majors. I don't think so. I don't know if anybody will touch 14 majors.
It may take all four of them to be that guy.
And to add it up. Yeah. But, dude, as far as talent level and quality, it's
they're
right
incredible
there.
To watch. But I'll tell you what, and I know, and tell me if this is weird, I got more tickled at the golf star power of DL3 watching him putt as we were leaving the course than I did having Ricky Fowler walk 10 feet in front of
me. Those are your guys. That's why, like Tiger says right now, he goes, I have more in common with the dudes on the senior tour. I know more of those guys. Those are my guys. It's not these kids. You know, those aren't. He's like, I like to hang out with those other guys.
Yeah.
Well, these are the guys that you grew up watching, and DL3 certainly was one of those guys, and it was cool.
It was
like,
wasn't it? Hey, DL3, all right.
Yeah.
I guess what it comes down to is what you look for is the guy who every week you think that he's got a really, really good shot at winning, he is the guy to beat. And even while Tom Watson was at the top of his game, I didn't get that feeling with him. And it was
nine majors, man.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But and it happened in a very
But still,
fast...
when Jack was playing, you probably had the feeling he was going to win every week.
For about 15 years straight.
Yeah.
Same with Tiger. You had a 15-year run where you thought he was going to win every single tournament.
And this is no knock on Tom Watson or Greg Norman or anybody else who was in there in between them, but you just didn't get that vibe with them.
Right.
There were too many others that were good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.